If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Be a man.
This summer, come out and see the Be a Man experience live.
Be a man.
Tickets are on sale now. Go to direct.me/BostonBeAMan for links on the upcoming shows.
It's Be a Man time.
Hope to see you there. Be a man.
Be a man.
Experience!
Are you with me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher?
Yep.
What's one of your favorite things to do at the beach at night?
Kill rats.
What do? If you see someone drowning at the beach,
yell for help and watch them drown.
All right.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Love the fucking beach.
Oh, there's nothing like the beach, be a man. You know that? I love it myself.
Ocean, sand,
tranquility.
I don't like sand on my feet.
You don't like that?
No.
You mean like?
Drives me nuts.
You mean even at the beach or later?
At the beach, I don't like sand on my feet.
It's unavoidable.
No, I got those little fucking shoes I wear.
Oh, no. You wear little beach shoes?
Wait a minute. Like the kind like the kids wear when they step on rocks?
We'll scratch that part.
like them rubbery fucking things?
No, I don't.
Things,
I don't wear them. I just hate sand on my feet.
Yeah, that's tough with the beach. How about when you go in the water? You don't wear like, you mean like water shoes?
No.
So, wait, I'm a little confused. How can you love the beach so much when its chief export is sand?
I love looking at the broads.
Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. I love the beach. I don't mind sand on my fucking feet because you know what? I can wash it off in the water.
Yeah.
And then I don't give a fuck. Sometimes I find it in my bed 3 days later. It comes from between your toes. I don't care.
I don't give a shit about the beach, and I live right next to it. I have an ocean view. I don't even look out my own fucking window.
I've always found it interesting that people who don't like the beach, because I've loved it so much myself my whole life, and I'm like, how can you not like the beach?
Where'd you grow up? Going to Revere Beach?
I went to Revere Beach, yep. Nantasket, the Cape, Nahant.
Yeah.
We went to the fucking beach our whole
all
lives.
Over the place,
Maine, yeah. Yo, we're heavy beachgoers.
Hampton, Salisbury.
Hampton, fucking tanned up, yeah. Fucking Tropicana, Bando Soleil.
I grew up on Shades Beach over in East Boston,
nice.
Which is called Constitution Beach now, I believe.
Oh.
They changed the name, but we used to go there when we were little kids and look across the water. You see the big jets landing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, the beach is awesome. I mean, you used to go to the halfway house, they called it.
Yeah.
That was the Medford Somerville congregation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you would go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd see some familiar faces there in case there was a beef.
Get some muscle with you.
You know?
Yeah, I remember like going down like Revere Beach and stuff in the 90s. We would just drive down there. We'd never get out of the car. We'd just sit in that fucking line of traffic on a hot fucking day for 3 hours and then tell everybody that we went to the fucking beach.
What I like about the beach is when you're sitting there, you say, I'm fucked. I'm here at the beach. What am I going to do? You fucking daydream.
Yeah,
you look straight
relax,
ahead blankly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at the beach. What do you want from me? There's nothing I can do anywhere with anybody.
Relax.
I'm just sitting here.
Mellow out.
Right?
There's certain things like that aspect of the beach I do enjoy, but there is some sort of like beach politics. I'd rather go to a beach where I know I'm not going to see anyone, and then I can actually enjoy it. But going to local beaches, like if I go to the beach in Ahant, it sucks because now I'm going to see 20 fucking people that I know. Oh. It's going to be a whole fucking schlep, and you have to do the whole social thing and talk to people. I don't like that element of it.
Yeah, I hate people.
I love getting stoned, sitting in a fucking chair, having a nice, cool fucking drink, and just staring out into fucking space.
Right. Just be left alone. That's what I do. I try to avoid people at the beach. I'm not a good swimmer. I know how to handle myself in the water without swimming, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can save my life.
Right.
That's about it.
I get sucked out into a fucking riptide, I don't know about that. Yeah. But.
See, I'm a great swimmer, but I'm a pool guy. I'm like a lapse, like foot turn type of guy. Like, I really enjoy that, but I suck in the fucking ocean, and it's a totally different ballgame.
Yeah, that's a whole. You gotta be an animal. I've seen them guys swimming in the ocean for exercise. Look at that fucking crazy. Yeah, what is he doing? That's fun. Doesn't look like fun.
You used to go to the beach as a kid with your family? Oh, yeah. Like the whole family used to go, right?
Yeah, especially my mother. My father was always too busy.
Yeah.
He was an executive for Boeing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he tried to, he acted that way. He could never get away for vacations or anything.
We used to go.
Just unavailable.
Like Sundays. I remember Sundays we'd go with some other families and make all kinds of Italian sandwiches. Go down, make a day of it down to Wheels Beach and Eisman Beach, Ellen Swampscott, Kings Beach. During the week, sometimes.
They had the round coolers back then. Remember? Yes. It was like a fucking beer can.
Yeah.
Like a metal, you pry off the top, all the fucking snacks would be loaded in.
Yeah.
Did you play like beach ball games?
Yeah, we used to play catch, bring out gloves and footballs and, wiffle ball.
Now I insult it. I used to do that too. But now when I see people, I go, you go to the beach, you got to bring your fucking glove and baseball.
Don't hit
me. You got to throw the fucking football around with your shirt off like you're fucking Johnny Unitas.
How about this? When they're home, the rest of the year, they bring no fucking glove. But all of a sudden, I go to the beach. Where's my football and baseball glove?
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
I was down about 3 or 4 years ago. I was in Fort Lauderdale Beach. I got hit with a football. I fucking winged it into the street. I was pissed. The guys, the kids were like in their 20s.
Fucking dropped them.
Oh, man.
Don't play fucking football near me. Yeah. They will come to the beach. We're going to fucking drink beer and play football. Screw.
If anybody sends some sort of ball in your fucking direction and you weren't asking for it and they look at you and they say, hey, a little help, like give it back to them.
Oh, no, I don't.
You have the full right to boot it into the street, into the fucking ocean, to put it any way you fucking want.
Absolutely.
How about the guys who work out at the beach? Like, I was at in Lauderdale by the sea, and there's some fucking idiots up there. He was built like a brick shithouse, but he's like running and he's stopping and he's shadow blocking. I want to go up and sucker him. You know, he was cut up like a bat. He's like running like 100 feet. Then he'd stop and like shadow box.
Oh,
I want to go up and fucking pummel.
There's something wrong with people. Yeah, like that.
It's like, can't be calm down, buddy.
It can't be normal. Yeah. You're going to do that. That's not good behavior.
Fucking.
If you wanted to work out, why wouldn't you work in a fucking like a nice fucking air conditioned gym? You're going to go to the hottest place you can possibly fucking go to fucking work out.
Looking for attention.
Right.
Insecure.
Yeah, the whole beach sport thing, I'm highly opposed. I played volleyball a little bit once in a while. If it was there, my crew wouldn't set it up. Same like you're drunk. Yeah. We should drink 18 Heinekens at the beach, for real. We had such in our youth.
Last summer, you and me drank about 18.
We drank a shit. So we literally drank Heinekens at the beach. And it's funny because you can drink a lot of them at the beach. Right?
Oh, they go down like water.
There's something. Yeah, drinking on a beach. If I'm drinking on a beach or drinking on a lake or whatever, superstar numbers.
Oh,
at least over 30, 35 during the day.
Oh, easy. You can't even believe the other night I drank fucking 18 Heinekens. I can't believe it.
And you don't piss that much because you're sweating it all out.
Right.
Oh, that's the best part of it.
I piss right in my chair. Do you do that at the beach?
I have.
You know those low riding chairs?
Yeah, especially if you're in the water and you're going back in the water. What difference it makes?
Well, that's easy. But as far as, like, say you're on the chair, you know how the one of the ass is right on the ground?
Yeah.
You get your towel. You just drape it over your fucking legs. You pull the pant over the side. Yeah. And it only's traveling like, an inch.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, right.
From hog to sand. Nobody knows nothing. You can do it with people right next to you. They wouldn't even know.
Wow, that is fucking perfect.
Oh, yeah. No.
See, this is inspiring me to go to the beach so I can actually fucking just piss in my chair.
Right. What, are you going to walk to the fucking house that's like a mile away? Go away.
Like, you have to schlep all the way to the fucking right. water. And then, obviously, you're not going for a fucking dip. You're there to piss. So you see all the people that walk out there. All and they're the just women. Like, oh, yeah, all the women. They just put their ass in.
They got their arms crossed. They're up to their waist in the water. Standing with their arms. She's taking a piss.
Yeah, like we don't fucking know. Yeah. I do the same thing, though. Sometimes I go there, you piss, and then you have the wave comes, you kind of lower it to clean off.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really looking to go in the water. As much as I love the beach, I'm not looking to really, like, fucking be in the water.
Yeah, yeah, salty. No. Dries up. All the salt dries up.
You know what I mean?
Well, my main thing is that if it was just regular water, I'd be okay with it. Like, I swim in lakes and stuff. I don't like the fucking ocean. There is a whole fucking world going on down there with the fucking sea dinosaurs and crazy fucking creatures that they don't want us there. So I'm all set. You see those fucking people getting shark attacked on the fucking beach, fuck, and you're that. Like, good.
Right. Oh, it happens.
I mean, a lot of surfing going on this winter after the storms. All the crazy people out there in the black suits.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable amount. When I went up to Maine, I saw one day, it was a cold day, too. Fucking 100 people surfing. Yeah. They love surfing.
Yeah, surfing has actually fucking gained popularity around here. I look around like on like days where there's storms and stuff. It's like I'm driving through fucking Point Break.
That would have been a cool thing to be a surfer. I mean, it's too late. I'm not going to do it now, but say you had surfing in your repertoire. Like they go, hey, you know,
if we grew up in Cali, probably.
Hey, he's a big fucking surfer. It'd be cool. Like, you know, oh, yeah, no, I surf. I tell people I do, but I'm lying. I do say it. Yet no pictures exist of me surfing.
Yeah. I can make one.
I want you to do that.
Yeah, surfing was something that I always wanted to be a part of my repertoire, but hated the beach, hated the ocean, didn't have natural physical ability, so that was off the table.
Nothing worse than a rotund man in a fucking wetsuit. It's not a good look.
Like fucking a couple hundred pounds of ricotta cheese like in a plastic fucking bag.
A fucking manatee.
Have you ever been on a whale watch?
I went for the first time last summer.
Yeah?
Did you see a whale?
I saw several. They all have names. They could tell by the fin. Oh, or the
what
tail
kind
fin.
Of whale it is? Like no, a humpback, you mean?
No, they actually had an actual name for each
like
one.
Bill?
Like Joanne. And, yeah.
Really?
Because their tail is like a fingerprint.
Oh, shit.
And that's how they identify. Yeah, I never knew. First time, I got some free tickets, so I went last August.
I know where the fucking whales are.
I got a fucking
are.
Ticket up in Newburyport. I paid for 4 hours. It took 4.5 hours. They fucking... They gave me a ticket like 2 minutes after it ran out.
It's fucking
sitting
asshole.
There, bastards. Yeah.
How about the booze cruise?
Oh, I've been on those.
Yeah.
Usually any kind
Spirit of... Spirit of Boston, right?
Yeah. Usually any kind of organized boating trip, I'm all in the first hour. The second hour, I want to go home.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm like the life of the party. Then people start going, are you okay? Are you all right? Because my mood changes dramatically. Because it looks like I've lost interest and I want to leave. And it's the truth.
Yeah.
After a while, I want to get the fuck out of there.
Well, what happens is that you go on the boat with high vibes. Right. And then when you start seeing the other people that are on it, you're like, get me the fuck off of this thing.
You realize you won't be back for the 4.5 hours.
You're like,
fuck. Maybe I shouldn't have gone on this.
Hate strangers.
You know what I mean? Trapped on a fucking vessel.
Cruising around getting wasted for 4 hours.
Now, where they have the sandcastle?
Revere Beach.
Revere Beach, and they have one in Hampton, yeah.
How about the guy who fucking tries to fuck up the guy's sandcastle?
Yeah, didn't that happen? That happened the last year or two.
Like hooligans, vandals. How'd you like to be a sandcastle guy to that extreme? Like you're that fucking into it.
No, those people, they've probably never seen a fucking wet sexual organ in their entire life. Like, they seem like extreme virgins. Like, if you're on the beach that long and making a fucking sculpture out of something, what else? What else are you doing?
Well, maybe they're in recovery and they're directing their energy into other things.
Yeah,
some
no
of
shit.
Them make a circuit too. Like, they're not just at Revere Beach. Yeah, they're going like traveling around different. Like, it's a whole fucking routine they're doing.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack... is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You know, imagine that, driving around from beach to beach and then spending fucking 10 days in the hot sun to make a fucking sandcastle that gets fucking mowed over 2 weeks. Yeah.
Some fucking punk from Somerville throws a rock at it and knocks out the fucking eyeball of the sandcastle.
What happens if there's a thunderstorm that comes in the... Rain's hot. I mean,
they make them kind of hard, don't they? What do they do? Spray it with fucking water or
something?
Oh,
do they?
I don't know what they do to make it like blow away.
Uh-huh. But there is something oddly natural about that, that when you see a sandcastle, your first instinct is to boot the fucking thing over.
Right?
Like to chuck a full beer at it.
I did one once that was really bad. I looked around and I didn't see any people. And I'm walking by it and I'm like, this thing's fucking going down.
Oh.
And I fucking booted the thing into the sky. Oh, and fucking, and then I looked fucking 20 feet to my right and there was a whole family sitting on a blanket with the camera on a tripod getting ready to take a picture of it.
That's pure fucking hatred. I know. What possesses a man to do that? I feel like myself when I see it, I'm instantly mad because I know I have no artistic ability or patience to do such a thing. So I'm mad the other guy does.
Yeah, that's why it's gotta go.
I go, I wish I could do something like this to have the patience. Fuck you! And you knock it over.
Never let anyone have anything nice. Be a man.
Yes, sir.
How about the guy who goes takes his family on the first fucking vacation in 20 years and drops dead of a heart attack? Ruins the whole fucking thing. Be a man. You hear those stories, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know, they went to their first thing in the Bahamas. Yeah, what happened? The guy dropped dead. Oh, fuck.
My least favorite part of the beach is the schlep. The journey of getting down to the beach, bringing your fucking chair, lugging the fucking goddamn cooler through the fucking sand, bringing all the shit, setting up your fucking shit.
You know what sucks if you're on a big empty fucking beach and somebody sits like in your fucking territory? Yeah, you go, wait a minute, whoa, time the fuck out. Are you serious,
give
pal?
Give me some space, pal.
There's a fucking huge beach, you're 5 feet away from me. I would never, ever do that to anybody.
No, exactly.
And I'm an asshole. Yeah, I respect space, right? You gotta fucking say something. Or at least make fucking noises or something.
Yeah.
You know? What are you doing?
Throw a football at him.
What the fuck?
No, I do the obvious, like, I'll look right at you, and then I'll look off to the right at the giant open beach.
Whole beach just sitting next to me. Got a whole fucking beach. Whole beach, he's up my ass.
How about when you go to the beach and it's nice and peaceful? Then some idiot comes with his dog and his fucking brat kids who won't shut up.
Oh,
like, shut your fucking kids up.
fucking dogs. And then they go, oh, sorry, the fucking dog. Oh, sorry. Get the
no dogs allowed dog on beach. The thing's fucking barking, comes up and starts licking you when you're like zoning out. Makes you shit near you.
I don't want to deal with, I don't fucking want dogs near me. How about these restaurants? They have the fucking, they allow the dogs in or anything like that. I don't want that. I'm here for some relaxation. Keep the fucking dog at home.
How about the people that bring their boombox and they're cranking shit music?
That sucks. I told you before I used to do it. But my fucking tunes were cool.
Yeah.
I told you. People would come up to me and go, dude, great fucking mix. I go, that's my thing. You know what I mean? I'm a professional. You know, that's what I do.
Back then, that was different. Not everybody had a boombox, and not everybody had access to making tapes and stuff like that. So if somebody did bring a boombox to the beach and they had cool tunes, it was a cool thing.
A lot of work put into it.
Yeah.
To make the, you know, cassette tape. It wasn't 1, 2, 3 to fucking put it together. Yeah. I was in the studio for fucking weeks. If I know I'm going to the beach next Sunday, okay. It'll whip up 35 fucking songs for the outing.
Yeah. But now everybody has a Bluetooth speaker that they're going to bring to the beach.
You got to bring your own so you can hear what you want.
See, now it's internal. A lot of people listen to, you know, to their own shit in their headphones.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't show off your tunes.
Going to the beach with a broad.
It could be okay.
It depends how early in the relationship it is. You know what I mean? If you're still looking for some action, you see, I can't wait
always
for later.
Good in the beginning.
But then if you just go with her for later on in life, you go, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
You read the fucking book. I'll be on the phone and we'll stare straight ahead.
Yeah, isn't that romance? Let's both go and do the same thing, but do our own things as we're doing it.
And how about this? A fucking broad walks by with a string bikini and they look at you and say, I saw you looking at that.
You're not supposed to?
What the fuck?
Jesus.
Then why am I at the beach?
You have no choice as a man, as a human being.
As long as you're looking, don't touch.
You're pre-wired to look at that shit, right?
If you're going to the beach, you're going to look at some piece of fucking meat that you can't eat. Broads and dudes. We both fucking do it. Everybody fucking does it. That's the best part. That's the key feature. You put on your sunglasses. You could be sketchy as fuck and stare at somebody's ass and nobody knows.
That's
you
true.
Know, that's the best part.
I've even gotten the fucking sunglasses that record secret video. No, I didn't, but I want to.
I was on spring break last week at Fort Lauderdale.
Are you one of the ones they revived with fucking Narcan? Well, I read about
it was crazy. I mean, some of the bathing suits the girls have, it's like having nothing on.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You allow that? If it was your, you know,
no way, it's crazy.
How does it stay in place? I mean, I'm still always
like
confused.
A piece of dental floss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny thing about that. I allow that on other women, but not my daughter or my wife.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But I highly encourage it for others.
Oh, yeah.
What a shit show down there. It hasn't changed like since I was there 40 years ago. What a fucking shit show.
And every time they show pictures of people at the beach in Springbank, you know, like they show guys with fucking bottles of booze going, drinking fucking whiskey out of a bottle. Like, you got to get so fucked up. Is it really like that? You got to get that fucked up?
Be a man.
Experience.
Back in your days, these beaches were really nice, and a lot of them had beachfront areas.
Mm-hmm.
Salisbury Beach back in the day used to have a full fucking amusement park.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You remember Revere Beach?
Revere Beach.
Back when it had the roller coaster and all that?
Yeah, man.
And then they had the subway came in and it ruined because people from other parts used to come in and ripped it apart.
Oh.
But like these beaches used to be borderline fucking national amusement parks.
Yeah. We used to go play pinball and shoe pool. My old man, like all year round,
fucking ski ball.
You
go to those places now, and that's what it's like. You're going to an abandoned amusement park. Yeah. It's like you could see like that it used to be a once thriving beach community.
Yeah,
and now it's just fucking a place where you go to fucking find some tail and hang out at a dive bar.
Gentrification. You know what I mean? All those apartments. I mean, you know, Salisbury Beach was great. They had a massive fucking beachfront rides.
Still got a little bit. I think
A little tiny bit. Yeah. No rides or anything, but now they get a lot of varmints walking around there fucking panhandling. It's kind of dangerous.
Oh, yeah. All the fucking sea creatures come out of the ocean and start fucking peddling for meth.
Yeah, a little honky tonk.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes you're in the mood for a little honky tonking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to look at it scum.
Right. Sometimes honky tonking is the way to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hampton's pretty cool.
There are some trashy bars on Hampton Beach.
They'll be willing participants in just about anything, right?
Be a man.
Experience.
when you see a man drinking by himself at the beach, you know the guy's got a fucking problem in life. I've been there. I've done that. Hey, look at that guy drinking alone at the beach. It says it all.
I like to, like, during the week, in the summertime, I like to take advantage of it because summers ain't that long around here. If I'm driving around, like, a couple times a year, I'll be driving by Dane Street Beach. I'll pull over, take my chair, and sit in the sun for a half hour.
Oh.
Then get going back to work. I mean, I do that all over the place.
During the summer, do you have, like, part of your car, is it now dedicated to storing beach items?
Yeah. I get my beach bag, my fucking beach chair, and...
Load it up for the summer. Yeah.
It's just been in there since last summer. Yeah.
You leave it in.
Yeah, because I'm too lazy to take it out.
But at least now, like, the coolers and stuff, they all have wheels. Like, back when you guys were going to fucking have a beer bust on the beach, you guys were lugging all the shit down there.
Oh, yeah. Some of those beaches down the Cape, I remember we'd have to walk for miles to park.
Yeah.
Somewhere then walk for miles, carry all the shit.
Some of them had fucking uniform cops walking along the beach, like, in the middle of the sand, looking for drinkers. So you put it obviously in a different cup. Can you fucking imagine? Look at this guy. That's full of fucking shoes. I'm walking through the sand 100 degrees.
Yeah.
If a guy's drinking.
But and that's the thing. You know, you go to a beach and they say no drinking on the beach. Put me in fucking jail, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
If I'm going to a beach, I'm drinking.
Fuck yeah.
And that's, like, how can they regulate it?
No.
Like, honestly, nobody's coming over. You see everybody drinking out of solo cups.
Yeah,
you
right.
know everybody's fucking wasted. So what's the point on trying to pretend?
Like, you get twice as drunk on the beach, too.
Oh, yeah. How about those guys, you know, like the healthy people that sit next to you? They take their fucking food out. Everything's in a little Ziploc fucking plastic bag. They have carrot sticks and this and that. And you watch the whole things and you whip out your fucking Italian sub with everything on it. They look at you with disgust.
They're eating like they're lost.
Oh, yeah. They're eating like cucumbers. They're lean.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating like sweaty pastrami sandwiches. Like,
fucking perspiring unhealthily. Let me ask you this, beer man. I don't know if you want to go. You ever have sex on the beach? I don't mean to drink either.
No, never, but I know a guy who did. I have a story for you. Apparently, he was on top of this girl, pounding her.
With everybody around, or?
No, at nighttime.
Oh.
In the mid-act of it, I guess it slipped out and hit the sand.
Oh!
And he went back in and fucking tore him and the girl up.
Oh.
Not tore him up, it was, you know.
What a irritating. Tragedy.
Yeah.
Isn't that move referred to as the screaming seagull?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah,
this was, he wasn't trying for that.
What a mishap.
Yeah.
Of course, there's, you know, beach life, but then there's lake beach life, similar to the beach.
It's a different, not as much sand. It's, you know, trees and mountains and stuff.
People strangely want to play horseshoes at those kind of places.
Yeah.
Go, get the fuck out of here. I haven't played in 30 years. Go, hey, what? You want to play horseshoes? I go, why don't you go fuck yourself? Go, I look like I want to play fucking horseshoes out of nowhere.
Everyone's been to Lake Winnipesaukee, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking awesome up there.
Yeah, that's nice up there.
It's fucking buzzing up there.
That's a happening place.
Yeah, it's good. Good vibes. And
yeah.
Beautiful.
You see everybody fucking whizzing by in cigarette boats and jet skis and fucking all that shit.
They're living good up there in Lake Winnipesaukee.
And you could go to Echo Lake on the Conway side or Lincoln side of the mountains, too.
I don't know.
There's
that
two
one.
Echo Lakes.
Is it good there?
I go up there. You know, go to each one of them. When I'm up there every summer.
How about, like, that kind of, like, extracurricular boating activities, I guess I would call them, like, kind of tubing, water skiing, or have you guys ever been pulled by a fucking boat?
I've done water skiing for a while.
I've never water skied or tubed. Yeah. I've owned boats.
Have you? Yeah.
I just got rid of my boat last
year. That's right.
I'm getting a new one, hopefully.
I think you need to buy a nice big one now.
Yeah. But I used to have a pontoon boat for years.
Nice.
Which was great. You know, I was on the ocean up there in Essex, at a marina up there. Going to the ocean all the way to Crane's Beach, it's like being on a river.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the open ocean. There's all tributaries.
Right, right, right.
Yep. It's like a river, so it was pretty good.
Good for cruising, good for drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
Nothing fancy, relaxation boat.
Because drinking on a boat is just as good, if not better, than drinking on the beach.
Oh, big party on the pontoon. The first time I took the pontoon out, I think it was rated for 16 people. I had 24 people.
Mama mia.
The first time was like a Memorial Day. That was crazy.
I went on a guy's little sailboat a couple of years ago. Sounded so fucking good. I was gung-ho.
Yeah.
Sailboat. Took my shirt off, everything. Ooh. Yeah, it was fun. But here's the thing. We went so far out.
We finally turned around. I go, how far to get back? I lost track of time. He goes, 6 hours. I go,
oh, Jesus.
What the fuck?
Well, now we're upwind.
I mean, my mood from getting on the first couple hours to how it ended, it couldn't have been more different. You know what I mean? And then we were trying to snag the fucking mooring with a hook. He kept missing it. So each turnaround was a half hour.
Oh, Jesus. Because
you can't fucking just turn it around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had to pack the fucking sails. I didn't lift a finger. I don't know what to do. I'm not doing that. I came here to relax and drink. We kept fucking missing it. I wanted to kill the guy. I said, don't ever invite me in your boat again, you fucking jerk. That was awful.
I'm really into actually going on other people's boats and doing all that stuff, but I would never own a boat.
Oh, no.
Because it seems like a schlep. Like, is it being man? Like, God. Is it a lot of action?
This boat stands for Breakout Another Thousand.
I went on a guy's boat. We spent a weekend. We went to Block Island. Leading up to it, I'm buying a fucking boat. I'm buying a boat. When I saw what the guy had to do. I don't lift a finger once again. I'm known for it, right? What this guy had to do to keep everything going, I go, I know I can't. I mean, I'm not responsible.
Yeah.
The guy was on fucking duty at all times. A good-sized boat. It was too much work.
Oh, yeah.
Way too much work. I knew right then and there. I was thinking about getting a boat for a year, and then I went, I'm definitely not getting a boat. I can't do it.
Yeah, so the thing about having a boat around here is you can only use it like 3 or 4 months. You only get like two good months.
It's so nice, but it's so short. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My boats were low maintenance, just easy.
This guy had the fucking decks, the bedroom, this and that.
Yeah, stabbing cabin.
Then when we got back, I was ready to fucking flee with my bag. We all had to participate in the cleaning.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? I got to leave. Yeah. I got a long drive ahead of me.
Oh, yeah. Now everybody's got to help swap the deck.
Oh, we had to fucking clean. I was just, get me the fuck out of here, please.
Every time you use your boat, like, because it's on salt water, I'm supposed to wash it down. I never did once.
Yeah.
Let the rain get it off. I like taking the ferry down to Martha's Vineyard. I did that a couple times last year.
Oh, that is nice.
Nantucket.
You get stoned in the car. That's the way to go.
Then when you're done, you drive your car right off into the fucking ocean.
I actually, the times I went, I just went there and had a room there, stayed for the night.
You had a bicycle?
No, fuck that.
I used to feel bad for the guy on the swan boats peddling his balls off back there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He seems so serene. The upper half of him, you can't see the feet going a mile a minute underneath. Yeah, this sucks.
How about like small craft boating with women? You know, like if you're in a paddle boat, you're the only one paddling. If you're in a canoe, you're the only one fucking paddling.
Yeah, I never did it. Nope.
There'll be no rowing, no paddling.
No, never did it. No.
That boat I was on to Block Island had the fucking kitchen. We're making drinks. I mean, it was all so, you know, cool, really.
Yeah.
But as I say, as the trip went on, you go, 3 hours is good. That's why they say a 3-hour tour.
Yeah.
That's really plenty.
That's all you need.
Then we all slept together on the boat.
Oh,
everybody's sound asleep. I'm wide awake taking Xanax. I still can't sleep. Knowing that you wake up, everybody's sleeping. They're going to have a full day of drinking. They don't know you're writhing in agony all night. Twisting, withdrawing. So how'd you sleep? Oh, great. Great. What are we going to do today? Drink all day? Yep. I want to go home.
Be a man.
Experience. I grew up on the beach. I love the beach. I always make time to go to the beach during the week. Like I say, you know, half hour at a time, wherever I am. If I'm in Essex, Gloucester, I like to walk the beach. I like to check out the sunsets, look at the ocean. You know, I'm a beach guy.
You're one with nature.
Yeah. No,
He's
yeah,
one with nature.
Just a beach guy.
You've heard the expression, life's a beach.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So when you're at the beach, that's all there is. You sit there. Let it all fucking go away. You're at the beach. There's nothing you can do for anybody. Just sit there, stare at the water, and chill.
The best.
Right, when you leave, all your fucking troubles will be waiting for you. Go to the beach. Fuck work.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue, or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of... One, drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.